Greetings. We made it to Friday, but we're not done yet. That's right. Today is Friday, January 19, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. Today's topic about being proactive, we're going to continue with proactive. We're going to talk about taking advantage of situations, not people. I know, right? That sounds kind of weak. Of course we got to take advantage of people. No, folks, that mindset is weak. That mindset is weak. Again, if you're in it to take advantage of people, get out of it. Because again, you don't belong there. Your inauthenticity will come shining right through. See, being proactive puts you in a unique situation of seeing what is over the horizon. Because you're already seeing, hey, I've got to do this if I'm going to get that. You don't see the $1 million. You don't see it, but you know it's over the horizon somewhere. And you've got to do everything you can to get to it as quickly as possible. So, again, being proactive puts you in a situation of seeing what is over the horizon, provided what you see is what you want. Now, while there's nothing wrong with going after what you want or doing what it takes to get what you want, and as situations come up, you have to take advantage of them. As situations come up, you have to take advantage of those situations. And how do you take advantage of those situations? You be proactive. Being proactive is a way you take advantage of any situation that comes up. However, when taking advantage of situations, do not, folks, as tempting as it may be, do not take advantage of other people. That's not what any of this is about. That's not what being a leader is about. You do not take advantage of people. Never take advantage of people, no matter the situation. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it, and I'll say it to my dying day. As a leader, your job is not only to get the job done, but to promote people, not tear them down. Doesn't matter who you are. It does not matter who you are. Your job as a leader is not to tear people down. Your job as a leader is twofold. Get the job done and promote people along the way. And what do I mean by promote? No, I didn't say give them a raise. I didn't say that doesn't hurt. I didn't say give them another leadership position, which again doesn't hurt. But what I'm saying is make sure that what you're doing is not squashing people, belittling people in front of others, minimizing people, playing people off each other. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because that's not what a leader is. That's not even a manager. That's a wannabe. That's somebody who failed at something and just does not know how to get out of the rut that they're in. Folks, you're a leader. You help those people out too. Especially those people. You bring it to their attention that, hey, that's not the right way to do things. That's not the right way to grow. That's not the right way to be a leader. Talking bad about people, talking behind people's back, belittling people, calling them names, either in front of them or behind their backs, laughing at people behind their backs. You see the trend here? You see, a leader will never laugh at people. A leader will laugh with people, but a leader will also move along. If a situation, somebody did something funny, a leader will laugh with everybody. And it's like, okay, look, that was funny. Let's not do it again. Let's grow from here. But I guarantee you, there are people right now in my life, in your life, that thrive on the chaos that they can build on belittling others, that they thrive on the chaos that they can create by talking bad about people behind their back. I guarantee it. It's just human nature. But it's our job as leaders to step up and say, you know what? Enough's enough. Let's stop this and let's move on. So again, build people up. Don't tear them down. Also, take advantage of all the situations that come your way, because again, that's what leaders are supposed to do. And take advantage of situations, especially those situations that promote you and others. Both of you can be promoted together. You as the leader of the team, and the team gets promoted. So take advantage of those situations. There's plenty of them out there. A lot of good situations are out there. A lot of great situations that do not involve either stepping over people, stepping on people, or rubbing their noses in it. It's not like that. Folks, today is Friday. There's still a lot of work to do. Get out there and do it. Get it done. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.